Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
Welcome to Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast.
Thank you.
Jared, you were late on that one.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Just handed out, everyone, on the team here, our new S&D Kidmin 101.928, the Big Burp, on your podcast dial.
And I threw it
bumper
back.
Sticker. And he throws it back. Wow.
Jared.
What is wrong with you?
Jeez.
No matter.
You can buy the new bumper sticker on our sndkidmin.com website for only what's $4 between friends, man? I mean, come on, that includes shipping.
You can put this. Shipping?
No, it includes. Yes, yes. And so, I do have a door sound effect somewhere. Had I known you was going to say that, I
would
have.
It sounds like a whip.
Darn it! But you can get the Big Burp 101.928 on your podcast dial bumper sticker, and you can put it. Probably, I wouldn't put it on my car.
Why?
I'd put it on my dog's leg.
Travis just got a new car, so
yeah. Yeah, put it on your neighbor's car. There you go. He's put it on your neighbor's car. Yeah. Put it on your laptop.
And they'll be like, how'd this sticker get here? And it'll be hilarious.
Yeah, very hilarious.
They'll
video,
love it.
Video it, yes.
And everyone has rings now, so like they'll know you did it.
Yep. Right. And you can put it on your arm cast or leg cast. Better on your arm, though.
What about a podcast?
Good one. Good one. Good one, Travis. Good one.
I don't get it.
That's how you know it's a good one, whatever.
Your arm cast, your leg cast, or your...
Like, you don't want to laugh, but you can't help it. That's my life.
So, yeah. Just get on our website. You'll see it on our products page there. Get it just for the fun of it. So, and if we sell all of our listeners, we'll sell all 8 of them.
Whoa.
Because we have double. Because remember a while back, we had like 8 comments or 8 listeners or something like that.
On we did?
Yeah. So, we're up to 8 listeners now. We've doubled since 4. So.
Uh-oh.
So that's great. Today's topic was going to be the Jungle Book perspective, but we had talked about, we created an idea called the Messed Up Sunday on podcast. Help me out, Travis.
Probably number 111.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago.
I think so.
But we talked about an idea called a Messed Up Sunday. Now, Jared, you were doing... Jared is yawning again. I just...
Again? Already?
Yes.
It's like new.
Do you know what that does to me? That makes me feel like I'm a drag.
No, I'm just tired, right?
We're all tired.
Yeah.
I can't.
You should
have
seen what we did today and messed up Sunday.
Yeah.
You should have seen what I did last night, Randy.
What'd you do?
I'm not.
We are experiencing technical difficulties.
I didn't get home till 1.
Stand by.
We didn't either because we'll tell you later.
And we're back.
We are experiencing
are we difficulties. Are we back?
Yeah, so we actually pulled off the Messed Up Sunday. We actually did it just today. We came out of church, has been dismissed, and we actually just got done cleaning up in there. Whew. And so we're fresh off of it. We're going to share what we did. And since Jared was not in there because he teaches the teen class.
I thought he just didn't come to church.
No, he does a teen class.
Oh.
Yeah, he's also the church janitor
when
here.
When did that start?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jared's real
happy. It's been a year. It's been over a year.
Jared's
already.
Real happy with what we did today.
Like yeah. And so anyway, Jared, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to break down what we did and talk about each of our segments. And when we get to the lesson part, I'm going to ask you
what
Bible story you think we're going on.
About messed up?
Yeah, about messed up Sunday. So don't bring it up now. Just think about it, okay? And so we're going to explain each little segment that we had. You still have the list, right? Our playlist for our segments. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go down that list and kind of talk about what we did. And we literally made a messed up room today. And it was so fun. And we have so many pictures and videos. I think when we put the podcast on, we will share some of those from our kids' church on our podcast page. We had stuff all over the place, and it was fun. And so we're going to build it up, Jared. We're going to tell listeners and you what we did for each segment, how we did it, and what you know how we messed things up along the way.
And then we're going to quiz you.
And then before we announce what the lesson was about, our Bible story,
So it's like a Bible story. Like
I actually use a real Bible story and to bring out this lesson. So I'll see if you can guess, okay?
Right.
Which one? You may not, but you surprise me a lot. All right, so let's do this now. We're going to share with everyone what we did on Messed Up Sunday. This is something you can do. And when we do Sunday-themed events, Sundays like this.
I surprise you a lot?
You
is
do.
That, you think you I'm really, dumb?
No. You,
oh, wow, good job.
No, you really surprise me a lot. That's a compliment, Jared.
All right.
So when we do themed Sundays like this, we do it in our kids' church format, and it's when you think about it, a lot of teachers do it in their classroom settings, but they do it on a small scale.
Not us. So,
but when we've got like 7 or 8 kids and your Sunday schools are invited in classes, you do the same thing in your room, and you just kind of, like on a Messed Up Sunday theme, you would already have the classroom messed up or whatever. And it's just, we do that same thing, we just do it on a bigger scale because we're in a kids' church and got more kids in one at one setting and more volunteers at one setting. And so we make a bigger deal of it. And so that's kind of just all we do with stuff like this. So, yes, the very first thing we did, and I'll start off with this. We start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and kids come in before service, and they play around in Connects. Before church starts, we have toys. We have a toy box, and they play with toys all over the floor. And Justin, he plays a song at 10 o'clock called...
Oh, clean, it's the mess up song?
No, the cleanup song.
Oh, the cleanup song?
He plays the clean. It's a video song. And we have our kids trained that when that song starts playing, they stop playing and they start picking up all the toys and clean up the room and getting their benches. Mm-hmm. We have these little benches. And so what we did today was we started late intentionally, like 5 minutes late. And Justin starts playing the cleanup song. And Travis comes out. This is all planned.
Hurts my feelings.
And gets on the microphone and says, stop, stop.
Stop, you idiot.
He says, stop playing the song. He goes, we're already running late. Let's just leave everything where it's at and let's just get started because we're running behind already. So that's the first mess. All the toys that they were playing with were not cleaned up. We leave all them toys on the floor. And we hurry them up. Get back to the bench. We're trying to set the benches up, and we've got them all skewed and crooked and everything. We just hurry up and sit down. So everything's just kind of sloppy starting. And our whole staff, each person in our segment, has to get up there real promptly and do their thing. And each person on the staff has something that they're going to do to make things messy and make the room messier. Okay? So, Alexa, what was the first thing we did when Travis said, stop the music?
Idiot.
Bruce came up.
Bruce came up and he kind of explained.
Like it was a messed up Sunday. Like, oh, everything's crazy. And
apologize for starting late and stuff.
Yes.
And then Travis said slapdash.
Our slapdash with the, we'd blare the alarm and we'd go, what's that song? Wee, wee, wee,
wee, wee. What's that song?
Like the circus song.
I can't remember what it's from.
Do alarms, yeah.
Now, here's another thing. Most of us came in, I came in with 2 different shoes. And my shirt was buttoned inside out. Travis, you went gung-ho. You're wearing a banana shirt, and the buttons are skewed, so it's buttoned crooked.
He says it came as himself.
Underneath.
Underneath.
Cat War is underneath.
It's cat War shirt underneath, and your shoes untied, and you have a
that
sock.
That just happened during.
Yeah, that wasn't planned.
And your sock was tucked, it was pulled up over your pant leg on one leg.
You have like a cat that's missing a hand. They're like in Cloud City.
Paul.
And Bruce, he surprised me. He's a bow tie guy. He always wears a suit coat and a bow tie. And he's a real classy dresser. He actually wore his PJ shirt with monkeys on it.
Mm-hmm. He had monkeys. I had bananas.
And he had 2 different shoes.
Yeah, he had 2 different shoes on.
Yeah.
And
I did too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you did have 2 different shoes on.
I had 2 different shoes on too.
I had
left and a right.
And Taylor had 2 different boots on.
Have no shoes on.
Nope.
That's what I
mean. We all had shoes on.
Oh, no one did take their shoes off. Oh, man.
That stings.
Sorry.
Get out.
We all did a little something to kind of mess ourselves up a little bit. And
Alexa,
we had
Alexa should have done something.
And oh, yeah, Alexa. She.
You should have dressed.
Who does she look like? She's all black and white. I had to describe this. It's really cool. Her shirt is black and white stripes with black polka dots.
Right.
That's a lot going on there. And your skirt is black and white polka dot.
Black and white stripes.
So black and white stripes.
And then my leggings.
And her leggings are
black white polka dots. It's a lot of stripes and polka dots and black and white.
Mixed up all over.
And her hair is a mess.
Even her face mask.
Even my face mask was polka dotted.
Hair is a mess. Was that part of it?
Yeah.
Her hair was messed up.
But I took my bobby pins out during the action song and so my hair would fall.
So her, I didn't catch that.
It was messed, so it got messier as we went on.
Oh, okay. And so we were all kind of messed up, and we didn't care what kind of mess we made. The kids, we promoted this, and that we had a we didn't announce our winners for the messed up boy and girl.
No, they left too early.
Yeah, the kids were leaving too early, so we have made an executive decision to do it the next time.
Okay, so the boys outdid the girls. The boys came in all messed up. One kid even had his shirt painted and had painted the word messy on it.
Yeah.
And the boys came in almost kind of nerdish.
Mm-hmm.
And really, only one girl.
7 degrees outside, and someone came in wearing shorts.
Shorts, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Nice. And nothing covering though. Below his knees. So just shorts in 7 degree weather.
That's a boy thing, though.
Yeah, it's just.
So the boys participated. They look messy. Yeah,
and that's so rare for us. Usually it's opposite.
Mm-hmm. The girls get into
it. We had
it
one
more.
Girl who had different patterns and different. Everything.
I didn't know that.
So next Sunday we will have to announce the winner, the boy and girl who was the messiest. We'll do that. So Bruce came up and introduced and said, "Hey, we're running behind. This is messed up Sunday. I guess this kind of goes along with what's going on here. So this is what's going to happen today. Things are going to get a little bit messy. So be ready for it." And he kind of launched it off for us. Travis came out and did Pod Jinx, which is
what?
I mean, not Pod Jinx. That's for later. And Slapdash. And that's when we do that every so often. We just turn the sirens on and play a silly music, and we do just about anything. So, Travis, what did you do during Slapdash?
I started with we have that money gun, and I sprayed the Kinex dollar bills all around everything. And then I said, they're only dollar bills. And they got so excited. It's not like they're hundos. And then I said I didn't care about money anymore because I'd made an invention to clean up any mess. And then I pulled out the toilet paper. What is it called? Toilet paper?
Launcher.
Launcher thing?
Yeah.
The leaf blower with the toilet paper roll. A leaf blower with a roller. Paint roller.
Nice one.
Paint roller.
Commodity distributor.
We bought toilet paper from Dollar Tree. So, I mean, it wasn't
good
stuff.
An electric blower, by the way, too. We don't use gas powered inside, of course.
Yeah, it was electric.
He got an electric one and put just a paper towel or a paint roller on the end, and you
duct taped it in.
Put the toilet paper on the end and blew like four rolls of toilet paper all over the kids' church.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
Something that, like, there's always that one thing where you can plan and then you don't expect kids to do something. What they were doing, they were reaching up at the thing and grabbing from the toilet paper roll.
Before.
And then ruining the.
Because it's supposed to, like, shoot out,
but they would grab it, and then it wouldn't go anymore.
What happened? They messed up your idea.
They did
mess up. Yeah. You can't mess this up. Because, no thank you, because it's messed up Sunday.
What?
Nothing. So.
So you can't mess it up. You can't mess it up.
If it messes up, it goes along with the story.
That was a really good part of it. Like, I felt like even when we were get confused about stuff, we're like, it's messed up Sunday. Like.
Yeah, so if things go wrong on messed up Sunday, it's part of the game.
Can we just do that every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
It's another messed up Sunday.
Oh, no.
And so we had toilet paper all over the place now. And we had the toys all over the floor.
And the dollars.
And the dollars. Well, they picked up the dollars.
Well, they crumbled them all up.
They crumbled them up and picked the dollars up and kept them with them because we opened our toy store afterwards. So they had play money saved up from the money gun that you shot all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And now what was next?
Launchpad.
Launchpad is our prayer time. That was Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she do?
We had her toss the praise and we didn't have very many, but she tossed the praise and
prayer request
cards. And then she, for praise reports, shot off silly string.
Okay. We bring our kids up to the front, and most kids, you know, before service, they will fill out a prayer report card, like a business card size. And then whoever's doing launch pad, prayer and praise, they will read off the prayer request and we pray over it. And then as she read each one of those, she just kind of tossed them up in the air and let them land on the floor. Mm-hmm. Just messed up. And then the praise, I think she did a silly string good during the praise report. Each praise report that's come in, she shot silly string all over the kids.
Yeah.
So we had silly string going on during her segment. So now.
I got stuck to the ceiling.
Yes.
They were obsessed with that. Who's on there?
Special service announcement. What's that called? Service announcement. Is that the right word?
PSA.
Yeah.
Public service announcement. Don't buy silly string from Walmart.
Yeah, it's more expensive and it stains clothes.
Dollar Tree.
That's true. Yes.
Dollar Tree is the best.
Yeah. That's from experience. That is true.
Also, long animal balloons. Don't buy those from Walmart either.
No, you have to buy high quality latex balloons.
Don't get a lot of stuff at Walmart. Yeah. We did get some stuff today there that we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that was launch prayer and praise. Now we have on the floor toys. Toilet paper, silly string.
100% recycled toilet paper.
Did we talk about tennis balls?
Hold on. We're getting there. Hold on.
I thought we already got to that point.
No.
Oh, I heard her talk about her bobby pins. I'm sorry.
So,
My bad.
You are sorry.
after launch pad, after prayer and praise, we open up with prayer and praise. What's next?
Action songs.
Taylor, tell us what you did.
So I did an action song called Bonkers, and it's basically where the chorus, you pretend that there's like a bajillion ants on the floor and you're trying to stomp on them. So we're going crazy. And then there's a bridge where the bridge of the song where you play patty cake with somebody, and me and Dad have always, at the end of the bridge, we, you know, pretend to slap each other. Well, usually I slap first and then he slaps second. Or no, he slaps first, then I slap second, and he always, you know, falls on the ground. Yeah, fake slaps. But this time I was like, okay, I'm going to slap you first, and you're going to slap me second. And that's the song in the background.
This is a song.
Very high energy.
This is Bonkers.
Bonkers. Figured it would be fitting for today.
Sounds like the intro to an anime.
It really does.
It's by Uncle Charlie. It's my favorite.
Naruto running.
And we're doing actions to this.
Yes.
Taylor and I are doing actions to the song. They're doing actions with us.
Mm-hmm. And I did take out, loosen up my hair so that on the chorus it would just start falling and just get uncontrollably messy. Nice.
And this is the part we're going freestyle silly dancing.
Mm-hmm.
During the chorus.
Can you fast forward to the bridge?
Going bonkers for you.
There we go.
We're doing patty cake right now.
Yep.
Just the bridge. Patty cake. Everyone's patty caking.
We're going to need a copyright strike.
All right, so now Dad slaps me, and I hit a big blue trash can full of tennis balls. The trash can topples over. All the tennis balls go everywhere. Now, this is like the trash can that you take out to the curb.
It's like a 40-50-gallon
trash can,
and
literally.
It is filled to the brim with tennis balls.
Yeah.
So probably about 100 tennis balls.
No, there's more than 100. There's probably 400 or 500 there.
Okay, about 400 or 500 tennis balls just go everywhere. They somehow all landed in the same corner in the very end.
They did. Yeah,
which was good because I slipped on them a couple times.
Oh, yeah, those things, like, it was easy to trip on.
And that was Alexa's idea because we was thinking, what can Taylor do during the action song to mess stuff up? And you said the tennis balls. I'm like, oh, a whole trash can full of them. I said, we got to be careful.
I got a good video of it, too, like right when she hit it.
Well, good.
So, so we literally had a trash can full of tennis balls go all the floor. And so during the song, after she spilled it, I went down there to try to pick up the trash can and try to salvage what was left in the can. And I accidentally spilled the rest of it on the floor as I was trying to retrieve it back.
It's like the slime.
So, yeah, the tennis balls went all over the place.
There was a minute I got a little worried, though, because they started, like, chucking them at each other. And I was like, oh, no. And, like, it settled down, thankfully. But I was like, this is going to break.
That was a precursor for the staff. I said, everyone has to.
They threw one at one of the kids threw one at me, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye coming at me, and I caught it real quick.
I saw that.
And I pointed at him, and he was like, oh. And he straightened up.
He caught it.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
But I told the staff before, I said, we're going to have to do a lot of crowd control because kids will be reaching down, grabbing up stuff off the floor throughout the whole service. So we either have to make a little bit of announcement when we get there or everyone on the crowd control sides tell the kids to keep stuff down. And actually, I think we all did great.
Mm-hmm.
I think the, you know, even when they started doing it, we tell them put it back down. They behaved.
They were good too.
And so very well pleased how they responded to that.
Yeah.
And so, man, we have toys on the floor. We have toilet paper.
A couple of the kids always on to throw things.
Yeah. just got to watch them.
Yeah.
Toilet paper, silly string, 500 tennis balls. And the tennis balls, how do we get so many tennis balls? We have a guy in our church who, I'm glad someone in the podcast audience asked that. And we're going to answer that for you. Did that come in on the text line, Taylor?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
just came in.
So you can text or dial 9 for your questions or comments, and that was one of them. Here it is. I'm just reading it here, right here. Dear S&D, how did you guys get so many tennis balls? Okay, that's the question. And so we got those because we have a man in our church who's a tennis instructor. And if you have a tennis instructor facility in your town somewhere, they go through tennis balls like crazy, and they use them so long, then they quit using them, they just give them away. Well, this guy happened to be one of our teachers a long time ago, and he would bring us lots of tennis balls, and I compiled a trash can full of them. I bought a new trash can, plastic one, filled with tennis balls, and we've used them a couple times.
Yeah, we even took like 20 of them home for our dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Take them home for your dogs.
Yeah, take them home for your dogs. We got plenty of them. And so we used every one of them today, which is really fun. So, and we leave all this stuff out throughout the whole service. Everything keeps compiling up. After the action song was what?
It was birthdays.
All right, Alexa, tell us what you did for the birthdays.
So, they're excited.
They're very excited. Sorry, it's a party thing. I
did. So, unfortunately, we had... Can't tell if he's gonna hit it again.
I'm looking.
We had one birthday, but the kid didn't come. So I still put it on like, oh well, we'll still celebrate. Because I had $100 like Connects cash for him. I was like, oh, I was gonna give this to him, and like, oh, we'll still celebrate his birthday even though he's not here. And Travis and I had this little thing planned where I had those little party poppers, the confetti ones. And we also got some big ones from Walmart too, like
the big,
big old ones. So I was like, okay, I'm going to pop it. And it was the weakest little confetti thing you've ever seen in your life. And then Travis behind me tries to trick me.
And I did it with a big guy.
And he did the big one. I was like, how did you get so much confetti, Mike? And I just played dumb like I didn't know.
Yeah, those little bitty party poppers is like one little bitty streamer and three pieces of confetti.
Yeah.
It's funny. And there's a loud pop. Then he comes behind you, this cannon. And that confetti's like... Like in a New Year's Eve.
I got like
happy
the perfect
birthday.
Picture.
Yeah.
I got like the perfect picture.
You did?
I'm like, yeah.
Confetti?
And the confetti is like midair, and Alexa is like so mad. Like you can
I'm
see
so
her
confused.
Face. She's so confused and upset of like she's holding her little tiny popper. And she's like, how? Yeah.
And then we got two of the big ones because we were going to do it for birthdays and for guests like we always do. And we had no guests either. So I was like, well, we're all guests in the house of God. Let's celebrate. And we popped them.
You guys shot off like four or five of them, I guess,
yeah.
That round.
Yeah.
So we had confetti all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Some good confetti.
Yeah.
Good confetti.
Yeah.
Those big cannon ones.
Those ones are the best. They're only like
$2. $2? Where'd you get those at?
Walmart.
No, you didn't
get
good.
We got the little ones at Walmart, and we got the big ones. Yeah, that is the one good thing at Walmart are the big, they have to be the big tubes of confetti.
It's about the size of a tennis ball can, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. I think they have glow-in-the-dark ones, too.
Well, that's cool.
I almost bought that.
That would be wild.
So we have lots of confetti on the floor. The kids are just having a blast right now because we keep throwing stuff out and making a mess, and they have no idea what's coming up next. Every segment, there's something crazy going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're piling up a big mess here. So after the happy birthday and guest segment was what?
Games.
The games. And Ethan did the games, and he had a genius idea. It really was.
It was good.
And he put two bowls at the platform, boys versus girls. Got two decks of cards, a red deck and a blue deck. The boys and girls lined up. They have a standing point where they start off at, and each kid are given three cards. And they have to, like, throwing star the cards.
Yeah.
Kind of fling the cards and try to make it in the bow, which they're not going to make it because it's too far away.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the intent purpose of it. Yeah. They throw the cards, and of course, the cards are just going all over the floor, adding to the mess. So we go through the whole round of kids twice. One of the girls actually makes it.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually bounced off a stair.
Oh, dude.
It hit the stair and bounced off into the bucket. So the girls win the game.
I blow off another confetti thing.
Yeah.
So girls win.
More confetti. on the ground everywhere. And so that was pretty much it for the game part. And then what was next?
Offering.
We
I was just thinking of the offering.
The covenant offering prayer was hilarious.
Oh, I almost walked right over that.
All right. It was great. Okay. Good job, Justin.
Yes, Justin. Good job.
I lost it at
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh my goodness. I'll let
you
say
it. Have you heard of our covenant offering prayer, Jared? Okay, we have a covenant offering
prayer.
We'll
send you a copy.
Yeah, we'll send you a copy. It's a legitimate offering prayer that our kids recite before we give. And we learned when we lived in North Carolina, the church would always do it there. And we brought it and used it at our kids' church. It's a real good prayer to memorize and for the kids to do. And so the kids pretty much got the hang of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've done it for a while now.
You've done it for a while. Years. Most of the kids can memorize pretty much all of it now. And so we do this. We bring one kid up there to get the microphone because someone wants to lead it off and say it. And Justin has each line on the screen on the TV, so everyone can still read along with it anyway. So after each sentence, it slides over to a new one. Well, whose idea was this?
It was yours.
No,
it was
what
Travis.
Mine.
Oh, okay.
Travis's
well,
idea.
He messaged me.
Well, I text day. Randy, but then whenever thought it was a good idea, it was Travis's original idea. I was the one who texted.
Travis said, "How about getting the words that they've memorized so well and just screwing them up?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. So Justin does his handiwork with this and messes up some of the words in it. He misspells a lot. Mm-hmm. Some words aren't even on there. Some words are wrong.
A lot of text language, like R and...
R and your...
Yeah.
Any.
Yeah.
And enema?
No, that was
yeah, that was instead oh of enemy.
God, that was on us.
Instead of the word enemy. What is that? What is that phrase? What does that say?
Enemies are rebuked. Like the curse is broken.
Yeah, my enemies are rebuked. The curse is broken.
He spelled enemy. Enema, and then it wasn't the curse.
Can't believe
was
we
broken,
did that.
It was the brokenness curse.
Yeah. And so who was it? Was it Liam
enema
up there?
Enema is rebuked.
Yeah. Liam was the boy. Liam was up there leading it off. And most of it he did without looking. Then he turned to the screen when he wasn't remembering it right. And the look on his face. And he would, everyone was reading along. And he goes, "That's not spelled right." He goes, "This ain't right." he was messing him up. And so the whole covenant offering
prayer.
And
we were all confused.
Yes, we were all confused.
We were all so confused.
It was funny. And so because we know the prayer and we all say it out loud. And then the screen starts shooting up different words and everyone's saying different things. And so that's all messed up. So that was funny.
My favorite was instead of the windows are of heaven are open.
Yes, the Mac.
The Mac of heaven.
Oh, instead of windows, the Mac.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you need to send him both versions.
Yeah.
Send him both versions.
There are lots of spaces in them too. Like,
yeah, they're all
just like random
part
spaces.
Of a word and the other half of the word was on the other side.
Right, I love rebates and
rebates.
That was my favorite.
So after that covenant offering prayer debacle, that was hilarious. She had kids come up in March, give their offering. If they had an offering, they picked up three of our indoor snowballs, which kids, that's a longtime favorite here. Oh, yeah. The indoor snowball fight. Then the kids that gave offering picked up three snowballs, went back to their bench. The kids that had no offering, they came up and got a snowball anyway. And then she said, "I count down from five, and everyone throws a snowball up in the air." And she took pictures of them throwing the snowballs up in the air. I thought we should do a snowball fight, but that's okay. The point was to get the snowballs on the floor. Mm-hmm. So all these light, fuzzy snowballs are all over the floor with everything else and confetti.
And toys. Like,
and toys.
And you confettied her, too, because it was her first.
Yes. This was her debut working in our kids' church, and I shot a confetti cannon over her and her two kids.
And Bruce ruined the moment.
What did he do?
You were like, "Oh, and she's related to..."
Oh,
tell us that he ruined it.
Oh, my gosh. And he was like, you were like, "This is... these are her kids." And he's like, "Well, how'd that happen?"
I'm like, "Bruce."
He always.
Bruce is always messing something up.
He had some jokes about your lesson today, too.
We won't repeat
He told me one.
We won't repeat
he,
that.
No, I know
probably
why.
The same
he,
one.
He told me. Yeah. And it was hilarious.
But we won't repeat it here.
So that was the offering. What was next?
Praise Break, which is Bruce.
Which is Bruce. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
We've heard us probably talk about Praise Break before.
That was...
Praise Break is a soundtrack of just no words, but black choir music, fast music, you mm-hmm. know, when they break through and have a praise break. Mm-hmm. And our kids are well-trained in this, that whenever praise break starts, it can be spontaneous at any time. It could be in the middle of a lesson. It could be between segments. When that music plays, everyone gets up and starts dancing to the Lord and starts shouting. And they love doing that. Well, Bruce took it to the next level on his. And this is the guy with the monkey pajama shirt.
I've got a good video of it.
And so what he did, the praise break started, and for about 10 seconds, everyone's dancing and everything, and he calls it to stop.
Yep.
And he goes, I need to explain, what is this praise break for? Kind of break, actually kind of got serious just for a second. He goes, what does a praise break mean to you? And started to say, you know, what praise meant to him and why we do a praise break. And then he gave us a referral from YouTube, which mm-hmm. it got really funny.
It was hilarious.
Because someone made a compilation, a montage of these black churches when people get dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the funniest praise break dances you've seen, and they give them a name for each one.
The Jackson Five.
The Jackson Five is one. One is called Hold That Bus or Stop
Bus.
Yeah,
Hold the Bus.
He's holding on the edge of the pew and dancing with, and trying not mm-hmm. to let go. And all these people dancing during a worship service. And so you see this montage of all these different dances. And he assigns the kids, look at these, watch them real close, because we're going to do our own praise break. This will give you some idea what you can do. So he's trying to create some creativity and some ideas for kids to do during the praise break. Mm-hmm. And what else did he do?
He went to the white version.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
One of our kids looked at me and she goes, this is racist. No, I said, this is funny.
He pulled out this trio, this gospel trio singing this man and two ladies.
Oh, it's so cringy.
Can we recreate it for the Instagram?
Sure. Yes. But it was so cringy.
For the real, can we make a reels?
Yeah. And they were singing a gospel song, all dressed up in suit and tie. And he starts doing the robot. And it's like, oh my, this is so freaking cheesy.
The women were like ballet back dancers.
Yeah, they were twirling.
We need a link to that.
We do need a link to that so we can redo it.
It's just.
And so everyone started laughing at that. And the kids, you're right. They were saying, you know, what? This ain't right. And I said, yeah, you're right.
But yeah, one of the girls, she goes, this is racist. And I went, no, this is funny.
But so he did a real funny thing, two funny things there before we got started. Then what did he do?
Then we did it.
And no, we actually did praise break.
The
streamers.
That's what I just showed Travis. I have a really good one because it has the messed up Sunday in the background and the streamer flying through the air.
Oh yeah,
and that's a lot of the chaos.
So it's crepe paper streamers.
Yeah.
So we had like six rolls of those, and he had those ready.
Two for a dollar at Dollar Tree.
And so we gave all the kids a couple strips of that to wave around when they did their praise break. And then we took the full rolls and threw it over the kids and strung them streamers all over the place while they were praise breaking.
I kept tearing off the same size piece and handing it to one kid like
over and over. He had like 10 strips, and he was like, well.
And I was like, Randy, I'm not ready yet. And I wasn't even looking at him. I was just doing it and handing it to him.
He kept taking it.
And then afterwards, I was like, Brenton, why do you have so many green strips?
He just kept taking them, didn't he?
Okay. He's like, you're giving me too many.
Okay, well, you're taking them. Yeah. And so we did, he played the praise break music. We all danced around and had streamers all the place. Wait till you see the pictures.
I got some good videos of Bruce breaking it down.
Oh, yeah. Videos of Bruce dancing in his monkey pajama shirt.
He started out with the...
Yeah,
the duck wing.
Yep. That used to be very popular at this church before your times.
Good very video popular. Stuff. This is going to be good Instagram reel stuff. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Oh, we've got so much stuff.
So,
Brooke just sent like 20 videos and like 30 pictures.
Nice. What's next after the praise break? That was me, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it was lesson.
All right, Jared.
I don't think I'm going to get this.
Well, don't think about it too hard. It's just the concept of
the theme not going as planned. Things not going as planned.
Not necessarily.
No. You just could very go that. Messed you up. Could go that. The thing is, everything is, we're in the church. We're in the house of God. And it's
the Connects room was a mess.
The phrase was, that's messed up.
It's not, is it a metaphor? Is it?
You're thinking too hard. Nope. This is Kidman.
You're putting too much into it.
So what we're asking Jared, messy. What was the Bible story? Because now is a Bible story. I'm coming up to teach. And on my displays, you may have seen them earlier before church, I had a king's crown up there.
Oh, yeah, that weird mannequin head.
Yeah, I had a king's crown on it. Yeah, I brought in a king's crown and a couple of little hat things. But the king crown's what I used. It was out of the book of 2 Kings.
Is it where the king gets eaten by worms or whatever?
No.
I don't know.
So this is what it was.
Oh, we should have got worms.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Gummy worms. I told him a story of King Joash, the 7-year-old boy who was going to be king at the age of 7. And at his young age, he was brought up, raised in the temple by a priest and his aunt. And he... noticed that at this time the temple was dilapidated. It was not being taken care of. People weren't worshiping God, obeying the laws of Moses, and the temple was literally falling apart. The pillars were crumbling down, wasn't taken care of. Weeds were growing in it. It was just bad. And at the age of 7, he realized this was not right. And the priest told him, said, you know, you're going to be king here real soon at the age of 7. And he said, when I'm king, I'm going to clean up the house of God. I'm going to correct this mess. And the backstory of Joash is pretty amazing. It's scary. But I taught it anyway. His grandmother actually killed off all her grandkids. And he survived. He was hidden. Joash was hidden. And his grandmother was the offspring of Jezebel and Ahab. And she was just like her parents. And when her husband died, which they were king and queen at the time, Joash's grandmother was alive. She was queen. Her husband, the king, died. Her son died, natural causes or whatever. And she had all of her grandkids killed because she didn't want no one coming up behind her and taking over the throne. She wanted to be queen, period. And her one grandson, Joash, was hidden from that and lived through it. And when he came at age of 7, he came up through the temple and was anointed king, and they had her sentenced to death. Because she committed all those atrocities and the murders. And so he took over as king at the age of 7 and literally started a fundraising. Actually set up a chest and had people come donate money to help get the temple rebuilt. And so I had little Stewie come up and represent little Joash. I gave him a crown to wear. Travis, you were the priest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you stood up there. You guys didn't have to say nothing. You just stood up there and represented the priest, Jehoiada, I believe. I can't do his name right. And then little Joash. And so here we were in the Connects classroom. The whole Connects class is trashed up. I mean, we got tennis balls.
Oh, that was terrible.
Airing, toilet paper, silly string.
One of our kids was having like a panic attack because everything was so messed up.
I mean, it was messy. And I said, this is a stating, guys. I said, here's a little 7-year-old king and the priest standing in the temple just like we are right now and looking at how messy and how dilapidated everything is. And, of course, I had to throw some jabs, you know, how many guys' rooms are like this? You know, you got to do that. Yeah, Jared raises his hand.
My whole house.
Yeah, and I said, now let's, you know, look at what Joash did. He, at his age, at your age, kids, he had the temple cleaned up and had it restored. Now let's talk about our hearts. And I did the spiritual aspect, reflection of that way. How many of our hearts and lives, our minds, are the same way? And that's when I brought in 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do not know that your body is also the temple of the Holy Ghost? And so I said, hey, our life is the body of the Holy Ghost, a temple of the Holy Ghost. We got to keep it clean up too, not messy as well. And so you can see where that led into our prayer time. And then after the prayer time, I said, you know, how many of you guys want to clean this place up now? Literally, clean it up. And so Taylor, you took an awesome time-lapse video.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the kids cleaning up our kids' church.
It started out at 7 minutes long. I got it down to 11 seconds.
Wow. Have you guys seen it yet?
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat. And so all the kids pitched in. They put the tennis balls up, the snowballs up. All the trash went in a trash bag. We got a couple vacuums out and got the whole place cleaned up. And we went to the toy store and lived happily ever after.
Cleaned up in 11 seconds. That was pretty
Yeah.
It's very clean editing.
Yep. Yeah. So
stop. Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
We need Jared's get out on our soundboard.
I think you want to turn the heat, the air conditioning on.
It's oh my gosh, it's so hot.
I think it feels comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
And I got a sweater on.
I love it.
I am burning up.
It is hot out. In here.
It's ironic that I'm wearing a sweater, but you're sweating.
Our temperature out here was supposed to be like in the teens today, but it's supposed to get up to the 40s.
It was 7.
And finally get out of this bitter cold, so like please. The rest of the country is. So, all right, any questions or comments on Messed Up Sunday?
Real cold.
We got to think of the next theme.
We got to think about Sunday.
Really messed
up. I'm saying backwards Sunday. We flipped the entire sanctuary, like the entire
and we scheduled it for a month ago.
Well, we missed it. We had it scheduled last month.
That's what we should do backwards.
Now what?
Yeah, now what do? We messed it up. We had backwards Sunday.
We really shouldn't have planned this on Messed Up Sunday.
So there you go. It's a lot of fun. We hope to have some pictures and videos that we once we make it up with the post on this podcast, on our Instagrams and our Facebook. Share that with you, the fun that we had.
Face cramming.
And the kids, they were good at prayer time. They kneeled down and they prayed, raised their hands. Mm-hmm. And they were ready to clean, though.
Like they were ready to clean by the time
it was
all over.
Yeah, we were having
ready for them to clean.
They cleaned.
They were being held back from cleaning because they were so anxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to hold them back. Hold on, don't put the dance balls
down.
It
was fun making the mess, but they were done with it by the time.
Yes, I think everybody was.
You know what? I threw this up and I said, kids, listen real close to the lesson today because we told your parents to quiz you when you go home today on today's lesson. I wonder how that works.
It worked on me.
I wonder if the kids are going to be like, aren't you going to ask me my questions?
Exactly. Brother Randy said you're going to quiz us on the lessons, high school lesson today. Well, tell me what you learned.
Travis's cousins will be like,
yeah, right.
Panicked.
So
Travis's cousins will be panicked.
Jared's back. We can't talk about him anymore.
All right. Welcome back, Jared. Jared, as you're coming back in here, what'd you think? Think it's all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We left some mess for you too. So. We left some of the mess for you too.
You just have to.
I get paid by the hour. So.
All right. Let's move on. Anything else? We would talk about doing a Messed Up Sunday Part 2, the revenge or something like that.
I don't know what else we can do. It's hard because, like, in the past, we had gross carpet and stuff, and we could kind of do whatever. But now we have remodeled, like, we had to find stuff today that was, like, easily not gooey or anything. Yeah. Like,
no slime, no chili.
Yeah.
That'd be all paper products and tennis balls.
We made a note of saying.
And no glitter.
Yeah.
No glitter. Thank you.
We meant to do that. Travis was going to come out with a thing of glitter and be like, no. And he'd run back, like, oh, sorry. Like, too far.
All right. Let's move on here.
Hey, there's an alien.
Oh, we
All right, Toy Box.
I want to do Restaurant Impossible.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
Because I think I'm going to end it today.
Let's do it.
Well,
yeah.
I think this is going to be it.
You really think so?
I don't.
I think so because.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Me too.
I call first guess.
Oh, hold on now. We haven't opened it up yet. As a matter of fact, she's excited.
Yeah.
I know she knows what it is.
She's excited to get
I do too. I figured it out. Guess.
Did you figure it out?
Yes. I believe I have, but I'm going to let her guess it first.
I don't know.
So, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think someone let it slip last week or the last podcast. I thought. It might have been in my head, but I think someone after the podcast mentioned it. And I thought, oh, that's it.
I know what you're talking about. But.
So, okay. Before we do Restaurant Impossible, we have to bring in Gus. What's it? Polanski? Polanski? Plansky?
I thought it was Polanski.
Polanski. Gus Polanski and the Polka Dot Band. Let's go through our round of players.
Come on,
Gus, come on. To my left is Travis and Alexa. We had an awesome messed up Sunday today. Travis is going to be doing our Pod Jinx here momentarily. And Alexa's going to be doing Restaurant Impossible, which we think will be the last episode of Restaurant Impossible today. You're not so sure now? I think it might be. Let's give it up for Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody. And to my far right, my son-in-law and my daughter.
Far out, man.
Far out. Great job on messing up the covenant offering prayer. That was really hilarious.
That was so funny.
Yes. And Bonkers was the perfect song for today, for today's action song. Couldn't have been a more appropriate song for that, for a mess-up Sunday.
You're welcome.
Let's give it to Justin and Taylor Binge, everybody. And right in front of me, he is stunned and overwhelmed and in awe of our messed up Sunday. So stunned that he is...
He's brooding right now.
He is taking notes to do something like this for his class, the youth. He is our church youth ministry director, leader, pastor, whatever you want to call
janitor.
Him. Guy. And the church janitor. He lives here on premise.
He's Jared.
Home. He is epic. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jared the Epic Henry.
Janitor Jared.
Sure. And now, let's give a hand for Gus Polinski and the Polka Dot Band, everybody.
Polka Dot Kids!
Warning, this podcast contains kid men language. Batteries not included. No purchase necessary to win. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Actual prices may vary. See dealer for details. No toys were harmed in the recording's commercial. Avoid contact with eyes and skin. If rash occurs, discontinue use. Those are our disclaimers.
What is kidman language? Is
that here's a disclaimer.
Oh, I'm getting the disclaimer. There. I mean, those are credits. Yeah, or whatever you call them things. These are the disclaimers. Welcome to the S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast. We are 101.928 on your podcast dial, The Big Burp. All right. No mask required to listen. Visit our mothership at sndkidman.com. Our social medias links are there because we are on Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, if that's even a thing now. Everyone's connected, but not on
Golden Corral.
No, not on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, social medias, all right? Please subscribe, like and share.
Yep. I mean, all of them are
now,
pretty much Twitter.
You can find our podcast, okay, at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold, but not at
Twitter.
Golden Corral. No.
Not at Golden Corral.
Stinks.
Oh, my goodness. Weather and traffic literally every 9 on the 16th with the S&D Whoa. Traffic weather.
It's coming up.
And Jet.
Coming up soon.
With, hey, Bob. And there he goes. And right now, as a podcast has been on the lines of Renobly, we already had a question on our line already. Just dial or text 9. That's all you got to do with your question or comment. We'll get you in here as soon as we can.
I have a comment.
You have a comment?
This one just says fart noise.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right.
No.
Yeah, I think that's what they wanted. That's what they wanted.
That's all they wanted. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, we're here to please.
There's some weird people up there.
There's a whoopee cushion. All right. No. The all request hour coming up later after Toy Box, deep cuts and no hits. So,
the official pages. That.
The official page is right over here as we continue our Toy Box segment. And this will probably be the last Restaurant Impossible. Taylor is very confident in this. I'm pretty confident in this. So we need Restaurant Impossible theme music.
Yes.
I don't think you do.
Funny, funny. All right, who's got the Restaurant Impossible music?
Working on it.
Oh, my goodness. How long have we been doing this now? And you're still not ready?
I have it right here.
We've been doing Restaurant Impossible for about a year now.
Something like that.
What is happening?
Come on.
That's not even the
name. That's Mission Impossible. That's no,
it's,
the real
it's not the red.
That's the real Mission Impossible thing.
Haters gonna hate.
All right, Alexa, let's wrap this up. We're going to nail this today.
I'm not so sure.
I thought
so. Stop. No, the curse has to, the broke has to curse.
With friends like these, who needs an enema? Who? Owens, do you want to guess first?
You want to guess first? You want me to go through my list first?
Go right ahead.
Or do you guys want to? Okay.
Yes.
All right, Cheesecake Factory. So these are not my favorite restaurant. Cheesecake Factory, Red Robin, Old Spaghetti Factory, Ryan's, Big Red Shanty, Cheddar's, Chili's, Steak and Shake, Olive Garden, Crystal's, Apple Annie's, The Capital Grill, Primanti Brothers, Big Boy, Burgatory, Mama Cheese,
years later.
Denny's, Black Bear, Burritos, Sheets, Table 9,
Come
Morgantown Brewing Company, Sargassos, Green Turtle, Chuck E. Cheese, Pies and Pints, Qdoba, Polka Dot, Muriel's, The Rambling Root, Dairy Queen, Copper House Grill, Romano's Macaroni Grill, A&W, KFC, Hard
you
Rock
can
Cafe,
tell Jared's guesses.
Chicken Coop, and Little Caesars.
Hey, you need to hold on to that notebook, that piece of paper, because it's going to be considered an antique by the time we guess, and he can sell it for you.
Jared's going to guess.
And our clues are, it's dine-in, not University Town Center, not in Pittsburgh, not in Washington, not in any Pittsburgh area, 3 stars or more on Yelp, $2 signs on Yelp, not in Morgantown. We've never eaten there together. My favorite dish is a pasta dish. And there's one. There is one at Disney. Oh, it's the most tourist locations, and everyone it is international.
Everyone thinks they have.
I think I got
everyone's
it.
Everyone's so smart.
Everyone is.
Everybody's a critic, everyone's Travis. A critic.
Let's. How about Jared goes first?
Are we guessing first or doing the questions first?
Guessing first.
PC's Pizza, King
unless
of Pike.
We, unless not- that is good, but
it's not international.
That's not international. Never heard of
that. That is my final answer.
I mean, we could do questions first if you want, if you think that would narrow us.
I think if
no,
I think we're confident enough that it's going to end today.
I've just given up on this, and
I think
I'm going with PC.
I think Taylor's
thank you, Jared.
Calling an audible right now. I don't think she has it. You don't.
I'll go and say mine.
I am just checking the Yelp dollar signs right now. Okay, sure. I'm good. I would like to place my guess.
Okay.
I thought she was going to place my
guess. Okay, hold on. Because Taylor is so excited about it, this inherits a drum roll.
Yeah. Planet Hollywood.
Ooh, it is international.
She wrote
it's
it
international.
Down.
She wrote it's it around down. Touristy areas. It's at Orlando. It's got $2 signs on Yelp.
She's
and there's a
down.
Pasta dish from there, and it's called lasagna.
L.A.
Pasta.
Lasagna.
L.A. lasagna pasta.
I think she's got it. Or he's faking it. Why'd you write it down?
She's writing down. She has to write
down everyone.
She has to write down everyone.
Write PC's Pizza. Let's go.
Jared, I haven't been writing you.
No, come on. What
is it is good. It is good. Oh. I will give you that. But
all right, Justin.
All right, Justin, what do you think?
I'm going with Nantucket Shrimp Shack.
Anything with Shrimp Shack. Shrimp Shack is just funny to me. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's got 3 or more whatever stars on Yelp, and it's $2 signs.
All right, Randy.
Is it at Disney World?
Well,
it is, actually.
Actually, my guess was going to be Planet Hollywood 2.
The second one?
The second one. Yeah, the one in California, not the one in Orlando. So, yeah, I was thinking that, but I figured I'd let her have
maybe
it.
Hollywood.
I think it's what it is.
I can't tell, man.
I'm just going to back her up with Planet Hollywood.
Well, you can't even have the same guess.
Yeah.
It's a waste of a guess.
Say CC's Pizza.
You shouldn't have the same guess.
Well, that's all
we've
I had.
We've already guessed CC's Pizza.
PC's Pizza.
I think you already guessed CC's Pizza.
See, I have to find something now. So,
Evergreen Buffet.
I think you
should
have
another
guess. That's
Evergreen
not even
buffet.
A thing anymore.
Here you go. Do this one.
Okay, it's here it is.
Like 4 years ago.
Martino's International Cafe.
I just don't know where you get these.
Off the internet.
Yep.
I've never heard of
Martino's International Cafe.
We get it
Cafe.
Off of. Yep.
Chicken Coop.
The Chicken Coop, I made that up.
Old Spaghetti Factory. New Spaghetti Factory.
So, all right, Alexa. Everyone's
what
guessed.
Was your guess?
The Martino's International Cafe.
It wasn't it then.
Why are you still you're writing
they
down.
Have a nice they have
I don't
a nice
know if we got it, but she's still writing
have
down.
To write that one down.
So, all right, drum roll. We need to know, yes or no, did someone get the restaurant pasta?
No. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
I thought for sure. You had the music. And everything ready, but no.
I had the big drum roll. I thought this
oh
was
my
it.
Goodness.
You should have known that this was going to be about a 2-year-long event
because
there is an infinite amount of restaurants in the world.
I mean, ice cream took a while,
not
too.
Really. I mean, the.
There's
you said rock.
I'm getting mad.
I am too.
I thought
Hard
I
rock.
Had it last week with Hard Rock Flippin'
yes.
Cafe.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Y'all are on the right track.
I am on the
not Justin. I'll tell you this much: Justin and Randy are not on the right track. Taylor is really getting so close.
I don't know where else to go between Hard Rock Cafe and Hollywood.
Right,
I don't know.
Let's do a
Jared,
second round
like,
of guesses.
You're like on the moon.
We can do a second round if you
I'm
wanna.
On the freaking moon.
You want to do another round?
I guess.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness! I don't know where to go.
I got one.
I got one already.
All right, we get to ask questions.
Can we just guess?
Oh, yeah, we got to ask questions.
No,
then
we
got to
ask questions.
I'm going to tell Jared the answer just to ruin it.
Yeah. But I actually got a pretty cool one here that I think actually might be it. I could see why somebody would enjoy this place.
It's not for
There's
this.
A place called the Stubborn Mule.
Don't say anything.
I feel like that's it because
why can't
it's
I say that?
Freaking guess.
Are you calling Alexa a stubborn
it's
mule?
It's the ambiance.
Don't why do you say things?
That's what I'm saying.
Ambiance. Well,
she's tired
Hard Rock
of it.
And Planet Hollywood has good ambiance. Yes.
I mean I enjoy a good Hard Rock. I enjoy a good Planet Hollywood.
We've been there.
Then this one might be it. I might have it.
Japan.
Oh, I'm thinking of like the
I can tell you what cities I've been
to. It's
crazy.
New York. There's
it's
like
crazy.
A Nintendo store.
Okay, I have a good guess for the next
Are you
time.
Asking questions or
yeah, let's do
doing
questions.
Guesses?
Let's do questions, then
you
guesses.
You got to do questions.
So okay. Two rounds.
Well, I mean, whatever you want to do. It's your, right. Your segment. So.
You're taking that because you guys
ask me questions.
What habits can I do to be a better person in life?
you don't have time.
Don't lie.
I have a question.
Okay.
My question is this. Does the name of it or the ambiance of it have more of a, how do I say this? A Caribbean sway to it?
Caribbean sway.
I mean.
Dun, dun, da, da, dun, dun.
What restaurant are you thinking?
My favorite restaurant is, I'm just going to throw this out. It's not Margaritaville. If that's what you're
No,
thinking.
It's not. No, that's Margaritaville. No, I'm talking like. Caribbean. I mean, it can be all kinds of dishes there, but it could be more of a Caribbean style setting.
I wouldn't call it that.
Don't answer them.
Yeah, don't answer Travis. No, answer Travis.
No,
answer.
We already got it. So
all right.
That's basically a no.
Who wants to ask their question?
Letter does it start
Can
with?
You do something else besides just eating? Is oh. it is the idea behind it like eat
yes,
and
they have
something
like an arcade or something
like
or,
an arcade or,
bowl.
Or like a movie in a dinner in a movie or anything like
a
that.
Rage room or
rage room something along
escape
those
room.
Lines
escape eat, room eat your spaghetti
bowling,
before you go
bowling
out.
Bowling something like bowling with it
the clues are hidden in the
I don't
the
know.
Escape room
so there's a that's a good question
steak escape.
Jared or Taylor?
He didn't answer my question.
Is it at Disney Springs?
Disney Springs?
Where's Disney Springs?
Where's Disney Springs?
It's in Orlando. There's like Disney.
I've never heard it called Disney Springs.
Downtown Disney.
I know.
Okay, downtown Disney.
So does Orlando.
Is it at Downtown Disney?
It is at Downtown Disney.
All right. That's okay. The one question you get answered, and we're
it
moving on.
Downtown Disney.
Jared, you asked your question? He's over there snoring or something over there.
Yes, how to be a better person.
Oh, he's yawning again.
I don't
think
know.
It might
I'm
rain
just,
tomorrow.
You're burnt out, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, what question was it that was answered? It is in Orlando.
Turn it.
It is.
Turn it.
Is that right?
Yeah, Disney, Downtown Disney.
Okay, it's in Downtown Disney. So we need to do a search for international restaurant in Downtown Disney, Orlando.
It is at Disney Springs too.
Disney
Springs. Which I guess is Downtown Disney. It's the same thing.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to close up Restaurant Impossible, which...
Oh, we're not doing another guess?
You want to do another guess?
We can.
She's going to let us
Oh,
do it.
Okay.
Let
I'm sorry. All right.
Guess.
Go right ahead.
Good girl.
Who's guessing? Who wants to go first?
Hold on. I got to look at all the restaurants in Downtown Disney.
Restaurants.
Can I throw another wrench in it?
Sure.
There are two in Disney.
Whoa.
Do you want to move
last
on?
Time.
Do you want to move on to
yeah,
Pod
can we move on
until...
to another one and then come back?
Yep.
Well, okay, we can. We can move on to Pod Jinx and come back to Restaurant Impossible Part 2.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Pod Jinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
That's probably for the best.
Hey.
Okay, your segment right now is like a pencil with two erasers.
Stop it.
Pointless.
Stop.
All right. Travis, you still doing the cheesy jokes?
Yeah.
All right. Bring it on.
Let's just say 50 jokes that are cheesier than a dairy farm, family friendly, cheesy jokes. Smell that dairy air.
Smell that dairy air.
Are you ready?
Air. We're ready.
What did Mr. Cheese say to the shop assistant when she selected the wrong size dress for his wife?
One more time. What did the dairy assistant?
What did Mr. Cheese say to the shop assistant when she selected the wrong size dress for his wife?
Well, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah. You want to say stress?
Cheesecloth. Say the cheesecloth.
Cheese. Cut from the wrong cheesecloth.
Cheesecloth has to play in this somehow.
That won't feta.
Oh.
I was
close. Yeah, you was close here.
I was close.
Where are you?
Are you ready?
Actually, bring the kids in here.
Oh, come
Slacker.
On.
Slacker.
Polka dot kids, come on.
They're trying to figure out the rest of
it. Yeah.
Jim, poor kids are so confused.
I've got my
kids. I don't get this one.
I don't either. I ain't heard it yet.
What is that word, Lexa? Help me. Don't say it out loud. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
I think it's dirty. I don't know.
Oh, is it dirty?
I don't know.
Well, no, they're family friendly.
Uh-oh.
They're family friendly. I'll do that after. I don't know.
Okay.
What did the piece of cheese say to the ghost?
You're a ghost. if I was telling a joke like Justin.
With a piece of cheese, say the ghost. Oh my goodness. It's like it's gonna be one of those like I should have known that.
Ghost pepper or something.
Oh,
ghost pepper cheese, bro.
That's what he said. He saw the ghost. He said, ghost pepper cheese.
That's literally how these jokes are. Like, that's how funny.
I'm lack ghost intolerant.
Aha, that's a good one.
No
I like
tolerance
that.
For ghosts.
Is that the last one or you did in the third
well,
one?
Well, I want you guys to explain this to me.
I don't know what that means.
We'll do it off air.
We'll have a meeting after off air.
I'll tell
decide
you.
If it's
just do one more.
I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay, that'd be much better. I'll feel safer that way. Yeah.
Did you hear the cheesy weather forecast? You want me to say it?
Oh, so we don't
so
have to
like
wait.
So it's like a punchline.
Just go,
it's
okay,
like,
just do it.
Just like
do
a
it.
Set did of one-liner. Did you hear the cheesy weather forecast? Rain with a light breeze.
I don't know about that one.
I got one for you.
I don't know.
That's all, Justin, folks. You tell your joke.
Here we go, right? What? What is something that the flat earthers fear?
That the earth is round.
Sphere itself.
Oh my god. You don't make fun of flat earthers. There's hundreds all around the globe.
I have my new guest.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Oh, we're doing Russia Impossible
Let's
part
do
two
it.
Now.
Part
Let's
two.
Do it.
Part
all
two,
right.
Part two. When the sky flows.
I have no way of like verifying if there's multiple locations. So.
When you crumble.
Jared, you're going to have to win next.
There's two at Disney.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it just so happens.
Y'all want to say it at the same time?
With my question I asked earlier, there is one on here.
Jamba Juice.
No.
Dang it, Jared.
Rainforest Cafe.
She got it. She got it.
Mine,
she got it.
Mine is Bahama Breeze Island Grill.
Ooh, Bahama Breeze.
That's got that. Yeah.
I'm going with the Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen.
Where are you going?
It's my favorite one.
Is that a Six Flags or Disney?
No, that's actually Downtown Disney.
Ralph
Brennan's Jazz Kitchen.
My second place, no one even mentioned either. I'm surprised.
Man, I'm restricted to going this website. What in the
world? Yeah, my favorite restaurant is.
Did Megan put
really?
Parental controls
when I do
on
announce
phone?
My favorite restaurant, guys, yeah, it's going to have to be bleeped. So.
Sorry.
No.
Why? That to me.
No way.
All right.
Drum roll, please.
Are we waiting for Jared? Or
I don't have one.
He doesn't have one. So, all right, I'm going to do the big drum roll just in case. Alexa, did somebody here guess your favorite restaurant?
Yes.
I knew Taylor got it. As soon as I seen her face, I'm like, Taylor got it.
Man, we love ourselves some Ralph Brennan, don't we?
Is it the Rainforest Cafe?
Yes, it's the Rainforest Cafe.
Rainforest Cafe. All right.
It's not so much. I mean, the
Who
food's fine.
Known?
Who would have known?
The food's good. But it has a rain. It has a rainstorm every like 20. It's cool.
Does anyone care about
There's
my
like
favorite?
A rainstorm every 20 minutes.
No, Travis.
No, it just makes all the sounds.
No,
and, like,
it makes
the
all the noises
off.
And the sounds.
I've never heard of the Rainforest Cafe.
It's my favorite.
Bubba Gum Shrimp. And
Bubba Gum Shrimp was my second.
If anyone is interested in my favorite
that's
one.
That's Travis's favorite.
So what's your favorite dish there at the Rainforest Cafe?
The Anaconda Pasta.
Anaconda Pasta. Say that five times fast.
Wow. You know that, I've never heard of this place.
Now that I'm looking at the pictures of this place, there's a place in Denver, Colorado that actually reminds me a lot of this. It's actually more like a, surprisingly, kind of like a Caribbean joint or whatever, but they have like actual pirate shows, like where they jump off the waterfalls and stuff
like
that.
They have a dino cafe.
So, in other words, I've been to
the one in Florida and the one in Canada. I guess there's one in Baltimore too. I haven't been to that one.
So Taylor wins a $5 gift certificate to her favorite restaurant.
The Rainforest
I'll go 10.
Ten.
Whoa.
We're going to put a pause, you're getting her one to
Red Robin.
Yes.
We're going to put a pause on this game for a while because Taylor will be next if she wants to play it. Then we have Jared.
Okay.
So we're going to wait a while before we bring this back. What would yours be, Taylor?
I have no idea.
Okay. So you have plenty of time to think
about
it.
Movie?
Favorite kid.
And Jared's, I know what Jared's is going to be.
Favorite Carmen song.
No, we're going to ask. What did he say? We're going to have to guess his favorite John Wick episode.
No, didn't you say it was favorite? Movie.
Favorite type of battery.
Yeah, that's what you said. Favorite type of battery.
Type of battery.
Is it double A? Is it triple A?
My favorite Bible verse.
If you stick it to your tongue, does it give you a shock?
CR 2032.
I wouldn't know what
Two favorite Bible verse, but that'll take. That would take a long.
I don't.
Well,
think
if we got if we narrowed down a theme, it wouldn't take too long.
Does it involve Jesus?
It does in a way.
Okay. Anybody got anything else that you want to bring up?
I just love the Rainforest Cafe.
I have a pop physics thing if you want to do that.
Oh, we haven't done pop physics in a while. He actually brought a pop.
If you want to.
In here. Well, yeah, absolutely, because I brought in something else, too, that
enjoy it.
To give you guys. While he's getting that ready, what we did during pop physics was we bring in a mystery soda with this really bizarre mystery flavor, and Travis has brought one in, and he's got it covered up, and he's going to give us all a little sample. And we're all going to try it, and we're going to guess what the real flavor is on the air after we take a drink of it. It's dark in here.
It's obviously popcorn, Travis.
And popcorn. And then he'll reveal the real flavor. So we have to guess what it is.
Look. All we know is purple rain.
It's kind of purplish.
It's not like one of those weird ones.
Purplish red color. While he's getting that ready, you guys have heard, of course, we're all familiar with the term Kidmen, right? And what's that stand for?
Kids Ministry.
Kidmen is kid what? Ministry. Have you seen the other ones they've come out with?
Stewmen.
Can't have any.
Student Ministries is Stewmen. S-T-U-M-I-N. I'm like,
I don't have any.
I know.
And here's the one for a youth ministry. Guess what the youth ministry
is? Human.
It's U-T-H-M.
Youthman?
Youthman.
Yeah, Youthman.
Youthman.
Wow. U-T-H-M-I-N.
Why don't you just do Y-O-U, like YouTube. Human.
And guess Youthman. What it is? Guess what it is for Family Mystery?
Famine.
Thank you.
That's funny.
So #famine. It's for, come on, people. No.
Famine.
Leave it at Kidmen and let the rest go.
Be creative.
Yeah. I mean, famine. Stewmen.
Famine.
Youthmen.
Come on, famine.
So Kidmen started a thing, and so everyone has to follow along.
Someone's
going to
get insulted by that.
Let's think of other ministries.
Yeah, what other ministries? The women's ministries and men's ministries.
Women.
Men.
Men.
M-E-N-M-I-N. Men.
We're going to start that up.
Ladies auxiliary.
Ladies auxiliary. Oh, how do you do that? Oxman?
No, I was just making fun of the old ones.
There's the singles. The singles ministry. Sinmen.
Sinmen. Yeah, Sinmen. Singles.
Sinmen.
S-I-N for singles.
All right, I'm drinking this.
Oh, we're drinking.
We all have our samples. We're ready to take it in. All right,
that's definitely cherry.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
That's cherry.
Ugh.
Cherry.
This literally
sour
tastes
cherry.
Like cough syrup.
It's sour.
Sour. Sour cherry.
This tastes like cough syrup. It really does.
I'm going to guess, even though I am not allowed to drink it.
Sour cherry.
I'm going to say sour cherry.
Sour cherry, yeah.
Does it have a disgusting
name?
That's
my guess. Leave me
okay.
It's got a characteristic that's special.
Okay.
It's like warheads.
I'm going to say bitter cherry.
I'm going to say like warheads cherry.
One more? You like it?
Yeah, dude.
This is the first one Jared's
actually
liked.
You know what? I'm going to say bitter black cherry. I'm going to say bitter black cherry.
Keep your cup after this. I have something for you, too.
It does the black cherry rock star.
That means I got to drink all
this. That's what it tastes like.
See?
You want me to tell you what it is?
Bitter black cherry.
No, what's the real compound flavor? Then tell us the funny flavor.
It's not a funny flavor.
It's not a funny flavor.
Oh, it's not. It's just one flavor.
It's Jones.
It's Jones.
It's Jones' soda.
It is Warhead Black Cherry.
Nice.
Hey.
Ooh, Warhead.
Teamwork.
On the nose.
I said bitter Black Cherry is what they're supposed
to be. I said Warheads. I love Warheads. Warheads were my favorite.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm surprised.
It tasted. It tastes disgusting.
Save it. Save it. Save it.
So, how many of you have tried the new Coca-Cola coffee?
No.
Oh goodness.
We did try the ginger ale.
That doesn't even sound good.
Bold. We did try the bold ginger ale.
Are you going to let me try it?
Yes. Here's the thing. There's three flavors. Every time I've and there's not been very many carbonated coffee drinks that it, you know like oh okay so it's
carbonated.
Okay. Yeah.
You can have carbonation.
So it's legit. Oh, it's that. Legit coffee. I thought
here,
it was
here
just
it
energy.
Is. No,
drink.
It's just that's a coffee blended with Coca-Cola. And there's three flavors: caramel, vanilla, and regular.
Oh, give me that give me that vanilla.
You can see on it. Beach.
Give me regular. I don't like caramel.
Give me that vanilla, man.
I'll tell you my opinion.
Caramel.
The caramel is my least favorite because I just don't care for caramel flavored coffee drinks. Cold ones like this. They have the dark blend. Yeah. The dark blend is just straight coffee and Coca-Cola.
Jared's
classic.
Right there. Jared,
and then they had the vanilla's good. I'm surprised.
I love vanilla.
I was very surprised how well these are made. I thought, man, another coffee soda drink.
I had coffee.
I like these.
Soda from Fitz Root Beer. I had one. I didn't like it.
Who wants the Coca-Cola dark blend versus the straight
Jared.
Coffee?
I don't want the whole thing. Just
no,
give me a
I'm
shot.
I'm gonna give you a shot up here. So open that up. This is actually the Coca-Cola Zero.
What are you doing, Kinnaman Podcast? Oh, we take shots.
Here we go.
We need some silly pint shot glasses.
Yeah, we do.
That's it. That's good.
Right. Who wants the regular dark blend? Anybody? Okay, good. That's my favorite.
I don't like the smell.
Does anybody want the taste of vanilla or the caramel?
Me.
I'll do vanilla.
I want vanilla.
Okay. I'll do vanilla.
All right, we got.
Bet my I saw my cherry.
Mix it with cherry Warhead.
Yeah, it's gonna be mixed with cherry Warhead.
Y'all get you a
no,
sample
she's
and pass
not,
it on to Taylor.
She's not looking forward to it because it's coffee.
I don't think I like this.
The vanilla is really good. We'll try the vanilla.
Honestly, the vanilla is the one I want to try.
It just tastes like vanilla
if
Coke.
If you take
probably.
Just a sip of, you're going to be okay.
It probably just, no,
pass
I.
Pass it to Taylor.
I'm going to get sick.
But pass it to Taylor.
Well, you'll want to try that. It's a little bit more calmer for you.
It's strange.
It's just, I don't think coffee.
Ooh,
and Coke
you know what I
want to
try is pineapple Pepsi. Oh, I want to try.
Are you serious?
You got water to chase
someone
it
down. Someone at work the other day.
There's a pineapple Pepsi.
I think yeah. I want to honestly.
I'll try it, but it don't.
I can't.
I'll try
I
to
love
find it
vanilla
for next time.
Coke.
This
so
is,
with
this
coffee.
This is a lot. This like. Is basically vanilla Coke, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't really taste much of
that's probably actually what it is. And they're just like, let's just call it coffee.
Taylor hates it.
It literally
don't,
smells like vanilla.
You're not allowed to drink it.
We're all drinking.
Your doctor said no.
It's just a sip.
What do doctors know anyway? Am I
right? Yeah, all right.
That's actually really good.
It is.
The vanilla?
That's yeah. really good.
Actually, I'm not mad at
I it. Would. Okay, I'm not a
Taylor
big.
Taylor don't like it.
I'm not a big, Taylor. Like, coffee, like, canned whatever
I don't
person.
Know,
but that is good.
I'm not either. And it's not
does that
big,
speak
it's not
on
many
how
people actually make it.
The vanilla coffee is good.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I feel like I reek of coffee now.
I'm going to go get a whole bunch.
Oh, wow. That's like, I prefer that over Monster, I think.
Let me try the caramel. Did you open the caramel one?
No.
Oh, if you didn't open
no,
it.
No, Tay, I have another one.
I don't want
to. I don't like the caramel.
I'm getting
nothing
sick, man.
But
that's
coffee.
How gross that
I don't understand how that is possible.
Taylor,
either,
you
want
to try the caramel?
Yeah, I feel like it's mostly vanilla Coke.
Exactly. That's what, I don't
no,
think it. I, don't,
I only taste
but I guess
coffee.
If you don't drink, yeah.
Yeah, I don't taste the coffee really much at all. It's very, very subtle to me. I definitely taste more of the vanilla Coke than anything.
It was doing that gulping sound.
No, I still have
it was a can.
It was not.
Oh, you want some of this?
If I'm, where can I buy that? Can you get that?
Walmart,
not Twitter,
not Kroger's,
Twitter. That's a really
not, Twitter.
Corral. Not Golden Corral. Thank you. So yeah, it's I got these at Walmart, Kroger's.
Like
Kroger's,
that.
I first seen them. Okay. Your dad posted on Facebook a while back when he
oh,
tried it.
Oh, he did, didn't
yep.
he? Yeah.
I seen an advertisement on the internet over a year ago, I never saw it in stores until your dad posted it.
Okay.
The other day.
Like, yeah, it's good. Like
finally,
Travis, I'd be willing to buy a pack.
Travis loves caramel, and he
if
really
I get
likes
clear tomorrow, I'll go.
I'm about to get one caramel and one French vanilla and like drink them like Stone Cold Steve Austin style.
There you go.
Like, bash them together and then
go for it. I did. Give us a video on that. So. Man, there was other things I wanted to talk about, and I can't think of it. So I should
makes you wonder
down.
How in the world they come up with this. You think they just have like a laboratory where they just test like different combinations?
No, somebody is working on the next Coke. They were working on the caramel Coke, and someone just spilled their coffee into the mix, and they're like, "Well,
yeah, hey. Exactly right." There you go.
Wait. So you're telling me that they're about to make billions of dollars off of somebody's mistake?
Mistake.
Yep.
Yes, an accident.
Let's just make. Let's. Can we just go around making mistakes and you know?
Hey, let's I wrote the it. Book on that.
I mean,
I've been trying.
Half the music, I think, is because
that
mistake,
tastes. That so. Does taste good.
I really like the caramel, actually.
All I taste is coffee.
I wonder if they should try. I wonder if they could do a custom coffee soda drink with black jar coffee.
You know.
Blackjar coffee.
You're getting really good at these plugs. You're getting really good.
Randy, see, I should have been a marketer.
Here's a business idea.
Yes.
Okay. You know how, for like Valentine's Day, sometimes husbands will like make a perfume for their wife, like customized.
That smells like the beach or something.
That smells like a couple the customized.
Yeah. People do that for weddings.
That was a Seinfeld reference. The Kramer cologne smells like the beach.
Yeah.
It captures the essence of the beach.
They turn him down, and then like a season like later, they're like, "Wait a minute, what kind of cologne are you wearing?
You smell like the beach, man."
Oh, my cologne idea.
Okay, but what if we do a customized soda business for, and then slap the picture of your wife on there?
There's, what, it's Tanya?
No,
like anyone's
I'm so
wife. Like
you're,
if you want to do it, you can create a soda pop that encompasses the essence of your wife.
That reminds me of Impractical Jokers and
Megan.
The perfume and
Megan's
it's
mango soda.
There you go.
Megan's mango soda.
No, I don't want people knowing.
So you could
Megan
put like your favorite flavors in there.
Like mine would be like
their business.
That's why she's on Instagram. Both
none of their business.
What would you put in mine, Travis?
I don't know. It's not that far.
French fries and ranch.
What would you put in mine?
Ew, Alexis, I would applesauce,
Megan
vinegar,
like
soda.
Smells, so I just put bleach in it.
Apple pie.
Here's a can of bleach.
Alexis would be rainforest friends.
It's a fun place. Like there's animals and they move and it's like.
Rainforest. Unless she went into defense of her restaurant.
I need to get a refill.
I just love it. It's fun. It's a fun day.
So our next podcast is going to be coming to you live from the Rainforest Cafe. Yeah.
There's one in Baltimore.
Oh, there is?
All expenses paid for us?
So that's not too far away.
3 hours.
If only Beverly were still alive.
I like my favorite restaurant.
Gosh. We did not kill Beverly.
My favorite restaurant is the Screaming Restaurant where people just scream. You just hear screams.
Is that your house? Were you?
Yeah. It's haunted.
Because it's the church. Because the church is haunted.
I just picture Megan eating in one room and you screaming from
Brother
the other.
Brother Poling's your waiter.
Brother Poling. There's one in Atlantic City.
And we have, the music is very soothing there too. Sounds just like this.
That's the one. That's the one where they cook all the bacon without shirts on. That's why they're screaming. That's why they're screaming so much.
Oh my god.
Hey, there's one in Atlantic City too.
Carol, take us out.
How far is that?
I don't know.
City, New Jersey. That's farther out, I think.
London, England, Dubai.
Baltimore is only 3 hours
away. Dubai what?
Oh, I don't think there's one in Baltimore anymore.
Guess what I'm doing for Megan next Valentine's Day. She doesn't listen to this.
So. Soda pop.
I need to tell somebody.
Soda pop.
Okay, tell us.
How about your segment?
I will tell you if it's a good idea.
No, I know it's a good idea.
Coffee
is disgusting.
I thought you were going to say customer service.
I don't know why.
Customer soda service. That's the business name.
Well, what's the name of this segment?
Jared segment called Hold Up.
The closest Gordon Ramsay restaurant is in Baltimore, Maryland.
Let's go.
So I'm going to take her there.
Nice. Mm. We won't tell her.
It's a steakhouse.
We won't tell her on Instagrams.
Thanks.
You know what else is a good restaurant? Paula Deen's Kitchen.
Alexa, this is Jared's segment. Really
good. But I think the Gordon Ramsay thing is more so
put some butter and good some restaurant. Sugar in it.
But she'd enjoy the food there, I'm sure.
A good restaurant?
Yeah.
Burger King.
That too.
That is solid.
For real. Their Bacon King is like my first go-to I'm cleared to eat.
Wendy's the Baconator.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm sorry, but I gotta
hand you that.
Yeah, the Stacker Burger.
It doesn't touch the Bacon King.
I just found out we have an A&W around us.
So we really
went by Fairmont. Yeah. By my house.
When Travis went by.
Y'all want to come visit me sometime?
We were there. We'll tell you where we were yesterday.
I might get it on the way home. I have to go up to Bridgeport on Thursday. I might get that thing.
You let me know. I'll meet you up there.
All right.
All right, Jerry, what you got for your hold up today?
That's it.
No. You got something very special today.
We're all closer to death.
That's true.
It's like Beverly.
That's it.
Travis! That's
what is your doing?
We did Beverly. Not kill Beverly.
We didn't kill her, but she
the cops, the FBI comes in.
She's still not alive.
COVID gunner.
Oh. No, Carmen died. I'm upset.
See, I don't...
Don't act like you just found out.
Rush Limbaugh.
What?
Oh, yeah, Rush Limbaugh.
And Rush Limbaugh. But yes, Carmen.
What is Carmen?
He's my hero, dude.
I don't know Carmen. What is Carmen?
What's her deal?
He was...
It's a guy.
Oh, it's a... Oh.
They say that the Elvis Presley... He was the... What Elvis Presley is to rock and roll, he was right. to Christian music, apparently.
Oh, they say. How have I not...
Because he was that big in the 80s and 90s.
Hold on a second here, okay? 70s,
hold up.
I grew up in the 90s.
Yeah, hold up.
Well, dude, you're
seriously,
a nerd.
Travis, you've never heard of Carmen?
I started coming to church in 2000, so...
And now Justin has never heard of Carmen either.
Negative.
Which is kind of odd.
Oh, it's spelled like Carmen.
We have played one Carmen song in Connects.
Have we?
We did?
Yes, we did.
Which one was
Sunday
it?
School
the
rock.
One on monsters in my house tonight.
Okay.
The
one on monsters in my house. You got a song on your phone there, Jared? You want to
nope.
Play? I told you to pull one up.
I don't know what to play, man.
So many favorites. Now, Alexa, you've heard of him, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little younger.
Now, the question is, did he really die, though?
I mean, I didn't get into church until about high school.
Or is he
either,
just like...
So.
Okay, but still, Andrew Griever, he's your all's age, right?
I'm older.
He's a lot younger.
He's a lot younger.
My church did.
Andrew's old, younger
I'm almost 30.
He's like a hardcore Carmen guy.
Yeah, me too.
My church did.
His parents probably listen to it a lot,
I'm a big Monkees guy, but I don't expect everybody my age to know
his parents probably listen to it a lot,
Monkees are good.
Hey.
But, I mean, I was 16, 17 before.
Big influence on the
Everybody
Beatles.
Thinks that there's a lot of songs that were stolen from them that, you know, are originally theirs.
Yeah, they are. I was talking
no, the I, other I could day see a lot of kids, young people nowadays never heard of Carmen.
Yeah.
Carmen but some, never charged for his concerts. They were always free.
Always free.
So and he holds the record for the biggest concert of like 70,000 people.
A Christian.
Christian concert. Holds the record for the biggest Christian
If you look
concert.
Up some of his music, it's good stuff. I mean, the message in his.
And he also did storytelling. Which was
storytelling.
Like the first,
yes. He did a lot of good narration, storytelling.
This is Satan Bite the Dust.
Yeah, let's play it. It's for you, Carmen.
Party's over. Shut it down. I'm looking for someone, y'all. He's a lion, thieving rattlesnake.
Okay.
He's broken every law.
All right.
He's terrorized the lives of men.
Sounds familiar.
This reminds me of Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, we
he
did
makes
a
good
this.
Puppet show song.
Yeah. We did a skit
People
to this
did
song.
Skits of these songs
All right.
a lot.
All right.
So that's probably, yeah.
All right, am I done now?
No.
You got to
no.
listen to the whole thing?
It's
I'm bringing back memories. I ain't heard this in years, back, man. Yeah. Let it go.
We did a skit to this. I can't remember what the skit was.
Every church did skits to this song. It was, like, phenomenal. Depression,
strife, disease, and fear. Is this the skit where I called you worthless, Lexa?
No, that was Everything by Lifehouse.
Oh, okay.
But so we did that skit. And you beat me.
We could pull this off in Kidman today and it would be a hit. It's just that impactful.
Man, we used to do... You need to do more skits.
Yeah.
We used to do all
the time. We used to do the Everything skit with
skits. Is it weird that I'm getting a Thriller vibe from this?
No, that's Michael
Jackson.
No, he's getting a vibe.
He's getting a vibe.
Yeah, I'm getting a vibe from it. Doesn't it sound like whenever the guy at the beginning...
Vince Price, what's his name?
Huh?
Wasn't the same Vincent Price, the guy that did like the monologue in Thriller?
Yeah, that was Vincent Price. So, this is Satan Bite the Dust, right? Yeah, Satan Bite the Dust. What else? The Champion, the boxing.
The champion's
the other one.
I did a box. We did a skit like that.
Yeah, we did
No Monsters
boxers
in the
a boxing ring.
I think we did it for
Mission 316.
I have to hear that again.
It's legit 007.
I know. I remember it once I hear it.
This is what we should have done.
I know.
Oh,
next time
a theme song.
Oh,
impossible.
We can't do it. It's over. Oh,
it's
thanks
over.
A lot, Taylor.
Only took a year.
All right, I'm done now.
Oh, and the nearest Rainforest Cafe is 4.5 hours away.
Let's go.
I'm okay with the drive.
Niagara
driving
Falls.
Doesn't bother me.
That's where I've
been. It's a full day. You have to leave in the morning.
Atlantic City is
I'm
closer?
Okay with that.
Baltimore's
not. Guys,
there's
Jared.
No, there's not one in Baltimore.
It's still
closed.
Hold up. So, Jared.
Corona.
Hold up.
We was trying to
COVID.
Give honor and reverence to the one of the greatest Christian singers of all. And Jared
never,
over here, you can
I've
tell. Look at him. He is broke. I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm closer to death now because my childhood doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how it goes.
That'll happen for me when Rocket Power goes away.
And I remember a lot of people.
Isn't it gone already?
Last couple years, I've been watching on social media. Carmen was up there a lot. People are posting pictures. He was still out there promoting and doing stuff when he was feeling good because he was battling some type of a sickness. Yeah. And and he would still get out there every so often when he could and do a video and let people stay in touch with him. And he just kept on going. So.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Carmen. I'm kidding.
You had to leave us so early.
That one from zero to savage real quick.
You had to leave us so early. You're supposed to hang around a few more decades. All right. So, all right. Anything else, guys? I think we've about
after this, I'll let you hear he did a remix of The Champion like in 2017.
And I did not hear
it's
that.
It's legit. It's like modern.
I may need to look that up and put it on the end of this podcast.
It's actually crazy.
A remake of The Champion in 2017.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Well, I never heard about that.
Also, NF came out with something new and it's legit. All right.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter. If he says
and right. Legit is legit.
All right. Well, next Sunday or next podcast, we're going to target the Jungle Book perspective. So y'all have time to watch The Jungle Book now.
Yeah, we'll see.
I got some good stuff, man.
We'll see.
I guess
I really don't like to read.
I'll just watch the original.
I would like to retract the fact that I called the tiger Shakira in last episode. It's Shere Khan.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure I called it Shakira.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. When
that
you said
was
it.
My bad.
But I don't know the movie. Right now.
It was Shakira. No, wait. No, did so, I say? I think I said Shakira, and I think
you said something wrong. Different. Yeah.
So we need to read it before.
It's Shere Khan.
I think I'll just watch the main parts of it. I'll just watch the Bare Necessity.
No.
Is that the same?
And I still want to interview this guy from Drill for All Music, and that's coming on down the road. So.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's get out of here. Carol, please. Take us out of here. We had a big messed up Sunday, a wonderful day, a wonderful outcome. And you guys ought to try it. Messed up Sunday.
Rip, Carmen.
Mess up this room right now.
Travis.
I'm going to do it.
Travis, stop.
I'm going to mess it up. It makes me feel that I mess it up.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Stop it.
The Prophecy.
Jared, I guess you really don't want this bumper sticker.
Wow. Put on my dog's butt.
Huh?
Take a picture.
Put on your girl. It's
time. Put on my dog.
You want one for your cat too?
Yeah, sure.
Have you stick with this cat?
I'll just like. How many do you have to order?
You can order me if you want. Well, like a couple dozen.
You go on Etsy?
No, I'll just put it on Facebook.
Jared, why can't we get in the family bathroom?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I want some water.
Yeah, yes, you do.
I do not know Carmen.
It's a flavoring you put on ice cream.
Are you A to J?
Caramel.
Huh?
Caramel. Are you A to J?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow.
I'll be right back.
If I did a song.
All right, Lord bless this podcast today, what we're going to talk about and help it to bless other people and their ideas for their kids' ministries. And that'll be enough. Thank you. Please.
Please. That'll be enough. Where's Taylor?
Travis did pretty good.
She's feeding. She'll come in here.
Those chips, no.
Travis did a pretty good job.
Oh, before we get started, don't ask me why I did these, but hey, I did it because I could do it. And it was, here's you want to put something on your laptop or your
new
stick it on your dog or something.
Fun fact, I had
when we
tickets.
Have dog stickers now?
I had VIP tickets to go meet NF, and then I didn't go.
I heard about that. I remember that.
I could have met NF, dude.
Could have, would have, should have. All right, you ready?